Hey, what's up, After Buzzers? As we have been waiting for this the entire season, the entire two seasons of This Is Us, and we finally found out how our favorite Jack passed away. So it was no shortage of tears, so stay tuned for this episode.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We got to bring it in a little happy.
Got to have something.
What can you do?
I'm gonna be Randall.
Just a little bit of a balance.
Happy Super Bowl, guys. Whoo! What a way. Congratulations to the Eagles for winning the Super Bowl.
Which I connect as a Jack thing because the Eagles are in Philadelphia, which is in Pennsylvania, which is where Pittsburgh is. So I'm saying that Jack is responsible for the Eagles' win. You're welcome.
What she said. Congratulations to them. What a way to end a Super Bowl night, though. It was... I had to prepare myself, guys. And thank you to everyone that's in the live chat because y'all have been going strong for the last, like, 10, 20 minutes getting ready for this episode. So... what is up, guys? My name is Candace Cruz. You can find me on all my social media at Candace R. Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us. And we're missing Lena tonight. Yeah. She wasn't able to make it since we did have a last-minute change in our scheduling, but I do have Mr. Keith.
We are here, and we have made it. What's up, world? I am Keith Andre. You can follow me on all social media at Keith_Andre.
And Erica.
He's on my side today, guys.
I'm Erica Shannon, and you can find me on Twitter at Miss Airy Baby.
I let her borrow him.
Yes.
Plus, he did not want to sit next to me at
so far away.
You really did. You were like, I need a buffer.
I needed that.
And that was me. Even though I had my moments too.
I will say,
you guys know I cry. This is like a running thing on this show, 14 weeks in. But I have not cried like this.
That was pretty bad.
I've never cried like this.
From the beginning of the episode,
like,
though.
It started.
Yeah.
I mean, and it took us right back where we left off, you know, from. Mm-hmm. So you had no choice but to get right back into those feelings.
Right. I mean, I have to say, before we go into all of it, this was such an amazingly beautiful episode. Every single actor did an incredible performance and really pulled us in. I think you actually showed me a tweet before we even started watching this from Dan Fogelman.
Yeah, for sure. So he had just tweeted out the importance of tonight. You know, a lot of the fans and a lot of people have talked about, well, when are we going to see when Jack dies and all of this? But, you know, now that it's here, this really is Jack's moment. And it's important that the actors, that the family experiences it and takes us through this death between, like, this week's episode and next week. We'll get to kind of, I guess, put our, you know, bows on Jack
and tie it off.
Deal with this.
There were so many different, like, facets of this episode. It was not what I was expecting at all. At all. But it was something that I didn't know I wanted. But I at the end of it, I was like, yeah, this is exactly what I needed for the show. And I think the level of emotions that these people brought us through was very... for me, indicative of what, like, I've experienced with losing people. And I think they did such a great honor to all those that process death in such a different way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, every single character had their own way of dealing with, like, because it's a 20-year anniversary. Of course, it's going to be every milestone, whether it's 5 or 10 or 20 or whatever it may be, I think is when we're really brought back to that life that affected us and, like, how it ended.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's amazing what this show will bring up in your own memories, in your own mind. Mm-hmm. And even as we see throughout the episode, like, having flashes of Jack at different points in his life, it makes you, if you've experienced death in this way, it makes you think of those moments. It's like, I remember the last time. I remember the first time, you know. It brings that up in you. And so, like you're saying, Candace, to show those varying emotions and the various way that people deal with death, I thought it was very beautiful.
Yeah. I agree, because that's how real life happens. And I think even as a fan or watching the show, we kind of have, like, this visual relationship with these characters because we see an image and then we process it and, you know, it emotes with the music, the story. So right from the very beginning, like, they had our emotions in their hands. And then to see each character kind of go through their own process and grieve or deal with death and experience it. It just is, like, it's a connective, like, storytelling.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
It does such a good job.
Because they've done such a good job laying the foundation. And as much as we, like, when are we going to find out? When are we going to find out? Mm-hmm. I'm glad that we found out the way that we did in the timing and everything. It was perfect. I thought the marketing aspect, because I'm a marketing person, was fantastic. It's Super Bowl, Super 100%. Bowl Sunday, yep. Being after Super Bowl. And you're with your family most of the time on Super Bowl, or with loved ones. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice that they kind of tied it together. But all these characters, I feel like I know them. Mm-hmm. I feel like I escape into a different world whenever I'm in This Is Us, and I feel like I'm a Pearson. but just watching, like, a fly on the wall. Right. Yeah, so yeah, I think that's why it was so, like, not only am I reflecting on, like, my relationships and the deaths that I've experienced and, like, those last moments, because that's what happened for me watching this. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably why it was mm-hmm. so emotional. But, like, we love Jack. Mm-hmm. And you've made us fall in love with this man. And then, I mean, it was so sudden.
It was. And then, you know, I've seen a few questions about just trying to gauge, like, well, are we better off because we knew that it was coming, mm-hmm. or could we have done without it? But I think even knowing, like, it's so much they give us and then take us. We think mm-hmm. that we're prepared, and we think, oh, he's not going to come out of the fire. And then it's like, no, that's actually mm-hmm. not it. So it's just always, like, another level of, like, this anticipation, trying to figure out what's going to happen to the people that we have come to know on the show.
Because that's life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I do think it. I like the fact that we knew. Mm-hmm. We just mm-hmm. didn't know to what extent. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so there was still story to be told, even though, of course, we knew since season one that he was passed on. But it was how they broke it down. It was how they laid, even at the beginning of this season, season two, when Milo and Dan, I believe, were talking in one of those, like, NBC after shows, yeah. that mm-hmm. they were like, pay attention because we're leaving clues to tell you when we're getting closer and closer to his death. And so you're watching it and you're saying, okay, Kevin had the cast, but he's, you know, this is when his leg gets broken, so right. Jack's death is coming sooner. So it was helpful to know, but again, I just like the way that we thought it was going to be one way,
right,
and it wasn't, because then they're able to take you in a whole nother direction.
Well, even, I mean, if we go back a couple of episodes, if we watch our after shows, I think we had talked about, like, us trying to figure it out. And I think I had said he's not going to die in the fire because mm-hmm. of the bag that was in the back of the car. Mm-hmm. And it worked out. I mean, he did die because of the fire,
right.
But he didn't die in the fire.
Yeah.
But that whole opening sequence was just so overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I started getting anxiety. I don't know if you all did, because I cannot. That's, like, one of my biggest fears, is to be stuck in a fire. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And to watch them deal with it and to see all the different, like, no one teaches you how to deal with, like, how to prepare if you're in a fire. No one tells you. Hey,
I mean, they try to
an extent, we're kids, but, like, he, like, was
stop,
very
drop and roll and stuff like that. But I don't know if when it actually happens, who has the wherewithal to be able to say, go wet towels,
yeah. right?
You know, and put the towel at the door, kind of thing.
Yeah, and like you said, there is a little bit of preparation for it, but there's nothing that can prepare you for, like, the moment. Okay, right. So now that you're in the fire, what you want to do is take the mattress and shield, mm-hmm. you know, Kate right. behind you with the towel. You know, all those, like, instinctive things that we just get to see. And I thought what was really, like, stunning too was the way that we just found out everything from the moment, like, he got off the bed and he's still asleep, and then he's thinking and he's smelling, and then we open the door and, oh, right. my God, the whole house is on fire. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So,
but I think, too, I'm excited because we still have so much more of Jack that we don't know about. And that,
yeah,
like,
I don't think we're ever going to be done with
Jack. No, not at all. Because we still don't know the extent of how war was. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of that, of his training and people being able to be calm and, like, strenuous situations, I feel like a lot of that probably came from what he dealt with in war. Like, his, like, let's do this, let's do this, let's do this.
Same. Even them off the roof.
Yeah.
Him, like, they were rappelling down. I think there was military training in that.
Of course.
Yeah. And I was really touched, I will say, or probably really impacted by when he did have, like, the mattress and he was, like, shielding her, and mm-hmm. he started to, like, burn or, like, catch fire his hands. And I was just like, oh, my God. The love of a parent and, like, the strength it takes to know that you're going to be the one to sacrifice it all is just...
But that's your baby.
Mm-hmm. No, for like sure, that, I get it. But it's just a lot to actually see, you know, that representation of it. A lot of times we think about it or, you know, like you're the love of your parents. But to see it in action is like, wow.
And even in other shows, like, for instance, I watch Chicago Fire. And sometimes they'll get more graphic with people being burned and stuff like that. But it's rare on other shows that you actually see the impact of what flames do to your hand and the fact that he was still able as it was burning him to push on that again, what you're saying, it's just the love and the strength of a parent that come through with that.
For sure.
I did feel for Kate a lot during this episode because that is one of those things that you carry with you for the rest of your life as she is. And I've seen a lot of comments in the chat and on Twitter and whatnot of a lot of people that are like ragging on Kate. There's differing opinions. Some people are like feeling for her, some people aren't. And I think I would probably be in the same situation as she would, feeling like this is my fault. Mm-hmm. Even though it had nothing to do with her. He made the choice to go back in. She didn't say, "Dad, go save the dog." She was just yelling for the dog.
Yeah.
And she was just scared. I mean, at that age, like, I would be terrified if I wake up and, like, I can't get to my parents. I'm stuck between flames. Like, am I going to die? Are my parents going to die? Like, what is going to happen? Like, I think she was just being a 17-year-old kid.
Yeah, and I think that she can afford to cut herself some slack, too. Because I feel like maybe if he would have died in the fire, having gone back in, then I would feel like, oh, okay, I see why she would, you know, feel more inclined to feel like it's her fault. But we made it out the fire. We got to the hospital. And who's to say, even if he didn't go back for the dog, that he wouldn't have had enough, you know, effect on his lungs to, you know, have the same outcome.
Of course. But then, again, that goes back to who Kate is as a person. Yeah. Like, she needs that voice. Mm-hmm. She needs to be blaming herself for something. Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's just part of who she is. It was going to happen, again, regardless. Like what you're saying, Keith, regardless of if he died in the fire, in the house, or if he died afterwards, she was still going to blame herself either way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It was so fascinating to see all the different variations of everybody too, and I feel for Kevin too, because we still don't know how Kevin found out. That last shot was very confusing for me, because I saw him embracing someone at the very last bit, where someone had, I don't know if someone had come and told him or woke him up. I saw the lights coming through the car. There were lights of like a car light, because he was sleeping in the back of a car, right?
I don't know.
Oh, that's what that was?
I saw him sleeping in a car.
Okay.
And he was obviously with Sophie. And then I saw, like, it looked like headlights pulling up. And then there was someone embracing him. That's all I saw. So we don't know who came to find him. Was it Rebecca? Was it Miguel? Because Miguel, like, he broke down.
I know. And this is where we had to see them all step up. I was going to say, with regard to Kevin, I don't want to say I don't feel as badly for him, but I feel that he too needs to like cut them some slack, because you have no choice but to be bonded in a particular way over the experience of losing. You know what I mean? Right. They were there, you know, Randall, Kate, and Rebecca. Like, so they do have this thing to where you are kind of like an outsider, because you weren't there. So
that does put a whole different spin on the you know what I mean? When they were in the session and whatnot as well in their relationship, because that night the three of them were together, that's all they had.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He had no idea.
He was not there.
But it's a different type of grief though, because you could have been there. Yeah. So it's the thought of could have, should have, would have, like, would it have turned out differently? If, like, would Jack have actually died in the fire though? Because Kevin wouldn't have been able to get out. He was on crutches.
Right. Who knows? I mean,
you know, it could have been a whole different scenario.
How it could have happened. No, I get that for sure.
Would he have gone to save Kate and just been like, "Dad, I got her."
Right.
Right.
Get everybody else out
easier.
Yeah.
So you really like,
I don't know, but I do just think that I can see why the rest of the family is so bonded in a particular way as well. And he's kind of on the outskirts, because he wasn't there. And I was surprised that he wouldn't have been back by the time she got to the hospital, when she was going to come back to tell the kids. You know, because by that time they figured out that he was at a party or something. I thought, well, maybe they would have had him get the information and hurry home, and so that they're all here to get this news. But
at the same time, they didn't know that that was the news they were going to get. Like, at this point, everybody's fine and dandy. Let's just let Kevin be and we'll tell him in the morning.
Yeah, but I would think after, if my parents called and was like, oh, there's been this fire, our house is gone, I'm coming home now.
Right, true.
Like, I'm not going to stay out and,
we'll be fine. I'll come back tomorrow in the morning. It's fine. The house is already gone anyway.
Right. What else is there?
What else is there?
He could have still been mad, too, from his exchange, you know, earlier that night with them.
And everybody in the chat is letting us know that it was Kate that found Kevin.
Oh, okay.
So thank you very much.
Thank you, because I couldn't tell.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe our... It might have been too low.
Yeah, maybe. Someone is saying something really interesting, though. Jack might have had a bad heart for a while. Have they ever mentioned that in the show, though?
I don't think so. And no. When they broke the news to Rebecca, it wasn't as if...
No.
He had this condition.
Because his vitals were fine. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's scary, too, is that, I mean, flashing to the part, like, the fire's happened, everyone's out. The fact that you're out is a huge relief. And then everyone's telling you, you're fine, you're okay, blah, blah, blah. Like, of course, my instinct watching the show is, like, go to the hospital now.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, let me take the kids. Like, we'll take our time. Like, we'll go get checked out. Like, your vitals are fine. It's okay.
Yeah.
But you've taken in too much smoke. They kept mentioning that.
They did.
Yeah, they did.
Both the EMT and the doctor both said it. And I was like, they're leading to something.
Something.
Yeah, I figured they were going somewhere with that, too. But just even, like you're saying, to kind of, okay, we go to the hospital, we get, you know, checked out, and we think the worst of our worries is over.
Yeah.
And Rebecca gives us this whole experience. Like, the whole world happens literally right behind her back. And I'm just like...
And I was just like, turn around. Like, because she kept cheating in her turn. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, like, the flashing lights was going
to
catch her
something
eye.
Something in your peripheral to see, like, what's going on. But even still, you think, like, we're good.
Room. So it's not, you're fine. That whole segment in the hospital was just so, like, raw.
It was perfect.
That's the best word I can describe it. Because seeing... That moment of, like, her last moment with him was just flirty and fun and very Jack and Rebecca. And to see her leave and all she's worried about is the kids, let me get him food, blah, blah, blah. Just living your life. Because, like you said, the worst is over.
Right.
And then this whole thing is happening in an instant. And I think that's what really shook me was that your life can change like that.
Just like that.
And it's done. And it's over. And her with the... The Mars bar, was it a Mars bar or something?
It was something
candy
like
bar?
That,
like a Three Musketeers or
something.
I don't know. Maybe that's what I was wishing for.
Mars, Twix, and
M&M's. Peanut M&M's. We really wanted M&M's to watch this.
We did.
But just.
Which I said was Jack's sign to us.
That was his to us.
I don't know. And I'm thinking too, like, I wonder how. We have no clue how Jack experienced. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He, like, had to die by himself, and my wife is just down the hall. You know, just all these things. So
I thought about that, too.
Right?
Because what are the... God, this is the scariest thing to talk about or to think about. It's like, what goes through your head? Like, at the end, like, what is that? Like, did it happen so quickly that he didn't even realize it and he was already gone? Did he realize it and he's, like, trying to call out and she's not there? Like, what would be those last moments? And of course, they always say, feel for the living, not the dead. And that whole saying, and I feel for her because the thought that I said, even Rebecca said later on, she was like, I always think of taking that bite of that candy bar.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just such a, like, thinking, it's not, I don't know what you're talking about. Are you sure?
She was just confused. She was in denial. She just, her thought was, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
So let me eat.
I'm so hungry. Do you mind?
And then she starts to process, and she's like, no, no, no. And we talked about this a little bit. We were like, she was like, no, you must have the wrong room.
Right.
We're the Pearsons.
You
even
really
though he's
don't
saying
remember talking
Mrs.
To me.
Pearson.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that she just doesn't register it, and even when she goes in the room and she sees him laying on the bed, it takes her a second to realize he's not moving.
Yeah.
Like, there's no activity on the heart monitor. Oh, you know, and what I loved about it is you saw it on her
all
face.
Of this,
yeah,
all of it processed.
And what I absolutely love is that they didn't show Jack; they only showed him in the reflection of the window.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they had turned that camera would have been over.
Done.
It would have been nuts. But Mandy Moore was phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Let's just give her her 10s. Because she is more than deserving. Like, that whole scene was insane. And I wonder whose choice it was. I'm sure the candy bar, whether to eat it or not to eat it, had to be, like, a big decision. And I just feel like the decision to have her eat it and, like, in the midst of it to show that I'm not entertaining anything of what you're saying was, like, so real. I thought it was that was amazing.
To see the process on her face, though. Oh,
she
God.
Really went through it.
All of it. Like, oh, my God. Oh. And then the flashes that they showed us of their relationship of when they, like, met. And then when they got married and the hospital and, oh, God.
Yeah, like you were saying earlier, the things that you think about or the visual, you know, what stimulates us when we are faced with hearing, you know, such and Jack is dead. Like, you know what I mean? What my mind is going through is all the images of this person and, you know, we having these babies. And it's just so much to consider and to take in.
And to even see or think about what you're not going to experience with that person. Like high school graduation. Marriages,
yeah,
grandchildren, you know.
Graduation was in a few months.
So it's like, you know, the last time we had with our children, we were running out of a burning house and one of our kids wasn't even there. It's just, and so then to...
And he goes back in to get everything else.
To get a lot of everything. Stuff.
It wasn't even just a dog. Like, he got everything.
Right. How did he have it? He was running.
He had to have been.
I don't know how he had time. I mean, this is a moment where we suspend, you know, we willingly
reality
suspend
a little
our
bit.
Disbelief
yeah.
to play into the picture. But it's like Kate's room, we already know was jacked up.
How did you get that tape?
To get there to get the tape out.
Because her, you can't get back into that room.
You couldn't go downstairs. I think the tape was downstairs in the entertainment center that he built.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
But even still, he had to get a pillowcase, run downstairs, see.
Run through the fire to get downstairs.
Determine
downstairs.
What was what, photo album, tape.
Grab the dog.
Yeah. All of that.
Grab a pillowcase to have everything in it. Have the photo. Like, just...
Jack was Superman in that moment.
He was...
Faster than a speeding bullet.
Seeing him, like, walk out the fire, he just had all this swag.
You're like, hey, I made it through.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Like,
I am here. I'm invincible.
For a few moments, we're left thinking, like, oh, my gosh. You know, we see fire explode, and I'm like, oh... I forget that we know that he's not going to die in the fire.
Right.
But I'm just into it, and we're like, oh... Is this really how they're left facing? You know, I was like, well, if this is this is no wonder they're still dealing with this weight and the baggage of this 20 years later. It's a lot.
I think you're gonna deal with it 20 years later, especially with the heart attack fact. I think you end up securing yourself. You're like, okay, we're all fine, and then all of a sudden it's like, I think whenever it's someone older, or if there's like he would have died in a fire, maybe it would have been easier because it's a freak accident. It happened. Like,
it makes more sense.
You know, it makes more sense. But then when everything's fine and then it just changes in an instant. The fact that they called it a widow's heart. Is
widow's
it?
Maker.
Widow's maker.
Yeah. Which is just the like the names that they give these things.
They are.
It's kind of gross. Because
it happens in an instant. It's a ghost type of...
I mean, I guess, but it's just harsh. I shouldn't say it's gross. It's harsh.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's the thing that will make you a widow. Duh. That's literally what it is.
But that brings some lightheartedness into this.
But just for that to be what it's called, it goes back to the geriatric pregnancy. I just it's just names of things that I have issues with.
That moment when she pulled up to that house, though, and got out, like, even, I thought it was my second favorite moment on Mandy Moore's face after her going through the process with Jack's death, is when she got in that car and she talks to Miguel, and he freaks out, and she's like, don't you dare mess with me right now. I have to be strong for my kids, and if you can't do that, you can leave.
Yeah.
I gotta do my thing.
We'll take a walk around the block.
Yeah. But still, like...
And I had even tweeted out at that moment, I was like, wow, the strength of a parent.
Seriously?
Yeah. She has to keep it together when inside her heart is breaking.
This is the love of your life.
To tell her children, or to tell their children, that their father is not coming back.
I have to go ruin child's rest of my
life. Yeah, and even for her to know the weight of it, that this is something I'm going to have to help them get through the rest of their lives as well. I mean, I think the strength of a parent, but in particular, like, the strength of a mother.
Yeah,
right. The strength of a woman, that a woman has because she gives birth, is insane.
Because she doesn't get to ever, sure, she processes it on her own, but, like, you don't get to, she doesn't get to grieve with her kids, in a sense. Mm-hmm. Right. Because she has to be strong.
She's yeah, because if she breaks down, they'll break down. Yeah,
exactly. So I have to hold it all in until I'm alone. So there's no one there to hold me, because Jack would be the person to mm-hmm. hold her. So there's no one here for me to deal with this. I feel like I would just feel like unhinged. Like I couldn't hold on to anything, like just floating.
Yeah.
Because that moment in that car, and we've seen that moment before, obviously, when they like previewed everything.
Right.
But it brought on a whole nother level for me to actually like have yeah. that finality of yeah, it
and
all.
I think that we are going to get to see that she does have some relief. And I think it's safe to say it is going to come in the form of Miguel, because mm-hmm. this is going to be something that, you know, we see bonds them and brings them. But like you said, to think that I don't get the chance to mourn with my children mm-hmm. because it's a completely different experience. And they, as siblings, have each other
right.
to kind of mourn with and go through that. But she doesn't. She wow. has to deal with it by herself.
And that even gives me insight to a death that happened in my family
yeah.
and how people responded to it. So
mm-hmm. it's a whole nother, and it's just so scary to think of. And I applaud this show, because I mean, we applaud it for a lot of different reasons, for all the different conversations that it brings up and different life issues that they address. But I think I saw someone, I was scrolling through, and they said, thank you so much for such a genuine show, making us all realize what we have in our lives and to not take it for granted mm-hmm. and to really, like, once I get done with this show, I'm like calling my parents and just letting them know, because that's one of another big fear of mine is like, what if you're not there
mm-hmm.
or something traumatic happens? Like, I feel like that's probably a lot of what Kevin went through, and to see him process that as an adult and finally have his conversation with his dad, because you're not there and mm-hmm. you feel helpless.
Yeah.
Because what if I would have been there? It's that whole right. other concept of like,
yeah,
what if? And I loved the moment where he was sitting by the tree, because
mm-hmm.
he still had dad on the back of his list.
Mm-hmm.
I think he finally got to mark that off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We knew or figured that he was going to get away to make amends. I'm glad mm-hmm. he did have that moment. For me, I don't know. Unpopular opinion. I was a little underwhelmed, I would say,
okay.
with that conversation. I kind of wanted it to feel more. I wanted to connect more. I just didn't feel like my emotions reacted to it, to mm-hmm. like what he was saying in the situation. But I am glad that Kevin, you know, he definitely had to have that time and that experience. And then we got to see on the flip side when Rebecca's like, oh, he sent me you this year. So I'm glad they have that. You know, out of death, we oftentimes get to see a lot of rebuilding and like connection mm-hmm. and family time. So
I look yeah. at it as that wasn't his going to be his only conversation.
Yeah, it's the beginning. True.
Yeah, true. I think yeah. so too. I think it definitely is a beginning for him, especially with all the circumstances that he's facing in his life. I think now he's going to connect more to his father.
That's what I thought about too when he was sitting at the tree. Is I was like, this is a brand new beginning for them. Mm-hmm. It's almost like this weird, like the way that life pans out in the timeline. You almost like always want that right moment for things to happen, but it always happens in the right moment when it's supposed to. Yeah. So it may have taken him 20 years to have that relationship with his mom, but now this was the moment, and Jack brought it together.
Mm-hmm.
He made it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, like, that moment when she said that was just so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and to find those little moments, do you guys ever have those moments?
Oh, for
sure. Like,
with
anyone that's passed, to where you, like, feel like you see them? Or you smell something, or you hear mm-hmm. something.
Something
or like,
brings it back.
It just yeah. brings it back. And I fully believe that that is them mm-hmm. coming over and talking to us and communicating with us.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's good that Kevin had that moment, though. And it's good, like the both of you are saying, that this now leads or opens up Rebecca and Kevin to be closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're going to see going forward, mm-hmm. is they're going to have those moments where it's just the two of them. Be it them going to the grocery store, because that's what Rebecca wanted, mm-hmm. you know, him to do at the beginning of the episode, or if it's them sitting down and watching the game, like
yeah.
that's going to be their new process. Mm-hmm. That's how yeah. they're going to cope.
Because he's never coped with anything.
Mm-hmm. He avoids. He avoids. Randall says.
Randall did.
Yeah.
He avoids.
Randall had his own.
He had his own bullshitting. And I mean, communication-wise, though, I think it was a whole nother level for Kate and Toby's relationship as well, because she's never told him how he passed.
I think they're alluding to he knows now,
Did he know?
But we just didn't see them have that conversation.
Yeah. Because she never said anything. She was just like, he died, blah, 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 blah. But we never saw him actually find out how Jack died.
Right.
Because we've seen the urn and have gotten this conversation with the urn, blah, blah, blah. But watching that tape over and over and over and over again, like, kudos to him for finding a guy. Mm-hmm. He was like, see, I got a guy.
Yeah, oh, and the tape. Like, shout out to Kate for still having a VCR. I want
that's probably why she still kept it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's probably the only reason she still has it, just so she can watch it, because this this is her process. And one thing, when they were at the repair shop, I was when Toby was trying to talk her out of it, I was like, bro, you gotta let her process the way that she processes it. Because this is how she can wake up Monday and move on. Because if she doesn't have this day to mourn and grieve, every day after is going to be mourning and grieving. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So at this point, just let her do what she's doing.
That was the one time that I was not a fan of Toby. Mm-hmm. I've always loved Toby, but his one-liners, oh my God. Like I just wanted to be like,
I felt so annoyed, and I thought that she was like being really, really patient with him. Because
good for
starters,
her.
She's sitting here having her own experience and doing it with you around, and then you want to come in and have all these questions. And oh my God, this is your song, or oh, you wrote this. Well, maybe what are you doing? Go away from me. Yeah. Let me live.
Yeah, you've never heard that song because this is the day that my dad died and our house burned down. So that's why you've never heard it.
She was like, "All right,
I'm gonna shut up now."
That's all you had to say.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I feel for her not, like, she finally got the dog, but now I understand why she didn't want a dog.
Well, I wonder what ended up happening to the dog.
Did she give him up?
That could be.
Did the dog die too?
I was just going to say.
No, the dog lived.
I was just going to say, I think the dog just lived a regular, a normal life. Lived as but well. You never know. The dog could have smoke inhalation too.
That's what I was thinking.
We're not going to make you cry. Candace, just saying.
I think I already cried a lot tonight. You gotta think. I don't need any
more of these things.
But you know what? Looking at the episode, I am glad that, like I was saying beforehand, like, I don't know what to prepare for. Is it going to be all tears? So I'm glad we did have, like, some light, hearted moments from, you know, Randall.
Thank God.
And Beth.
Yeah. Those one-liners between the two of them with Mr. Is it McGiggles or Giggles?
McGiggles.
Yeah, McGiggles. Mm-hmm. Her stepping on that damn lizard.
And actually, Anthony, one of the engineers here at AfterBuzz, he was there for that. And he was like, that's kind of an ironic name. That the name would be McGiggles.
McGiggles.
When this show is nothing but tears. Right. Well, not nothing but tears, because of course we have
and
our
And he's not giggling no more.
Yeah.
She's ain't not giggling no more.
I could not believe she stepped on it. It was like,
and it crunched.
And, okay, I have questions. How did the lizard get out? I know it happens, but how did the lizard get...
how old is she?
But how did the lizard get so far? Like, how long was it out of its little
But she was
thing?
In the kitchen with Mr. McGiggles. Remember?
Who was? In the beginning? Annie? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, in the
beginning. So maybe she just didn't put him in the cage.
Ooh, little girl.
Put she the thought thing she did
in the thing.
Yeah,
you have to. Because and then Randall tried to eulogize Mr. McGiggles.
Oh,
that
no!
Did not
and
go not
he started to reminisce, which he was trying to make that this day like happy because it was, you know, memory of his father.
He made some great food,
but then he was faced with something that he had been. In his own way, avoiding.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's repressing it.
And so when it was brought to his attention and he had to be the one, or he wanted to be the one to step up, you know, it hit him in a way that he wasn't expecting it to.
Right.
Because who would assume that he was going to get emotional over a lizard?
Right.
But if a lizard died on the same day that one of those big emotions happened, I would cry.
Yeah.
And it's a lizard that they just got. You know, she was saying you have to put him in a thing because he has to get acclimated. Mm-hmm. Like, so he hasn't even been there long. We don't even know him.
Yeah.
And those little girls, when they said the lizard's out, I died.
It was real. Who is not going to freak out? And he was like, it's okay. The lizard is like smaller than y'all.
Everybody stop moving. Like, his reaction was... amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was super dad.
I was wondering.
He's always super dad.
But I was wondering if there was a little Sterling in that.
Oh,
I
as a father to
I
be
think
like
there had to be
everybody. All right, get on your knees, or whatever he said, get down.
Yeah, everybody,
on the
get down on the ground and look for the lizard. I loved his tweets tonight too, though. Mm-hmm. Sterling, he was fantastic.
Yeah, they don't be playing.
No,
like they do not be playing with the live tweeting.
No,
of course. And I'm like, I can't do both.
Right?
I have to tweet the commercial break.
They filmed it. They like, experienced all. True. This. So could you are. Imagine what it would be like to?
I feel like my answer is going to be no.
Go ahead and ask the question. I want to know.
Just the look on your face.
To fall in love with these characters, because, I mean, you fully submerge yourself into this role, and you fall in love with these people, and then to have to go through that, it's as close as real life as you can get to go through that type of emotion and that process. Like, I wonder how long it took the actors to get out of that.
I think it,
you know,
for the teenagers... Mm-hmm. I think it might be harder because they still have to see Milo on set.
Yeah.
So to have this episode where you have to process the fact that he's passed away, and even in next week's or Tuesday's episode where the funeral actually happens,
oh God,
for you to then have to go back and have more happy moments, it's kind of like, I mean, it's part of acting,
of course,
but it might not be the easiest. No. I think it's harder. It's harder on the teen three. Than it is on the younger or the older.
Can we talk about the fast forward, though, too, speaking of young and old?
Yes. I was not expecting to see the future.
Can we talk about the conversation that happened in the bedroom
that
leads to that?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but Randall reminds me so much of my dad sometimes. And to hear that conversation, I'm sure so many dads in this world have had this, like, conversation. To see the disappointment in his eyes, though, of when she says, I feel like you want another life, of like, I'm trying so hard as a parent to show you how much I love you, and it's not working.
Yeah.
To, like, feel that, like, failure of sorts, and then, like, for her to process it as, like, no, like, you're not failing, I'm just trying to communicate with you, like, how I'm feeling. She's 12?
I believe so. 11, 12?
Yeah,
10. That's... 10 or so.
Something. Yeah. But that's a hard age to process all that you've been going through. You get a grandfather that you never knew you had. He's passed away. Then you get a foster child. And with Annie, she's so little that it's like...
Oh.
They're here now, they're not. Yeah, exactly.
Affect her.
But now that she's older and it's starting to process of like what death is and what falling in love with someone and then them being torn away... Like, that's a lot to process.
Yeah, and I'm glad we got to see that, too. I think, you know, the writers are super intentional on this show. For weeks, we've heard when, you know, she snuck into the back seat with Kevin, and he was saying, well, why you should be concerned with why your daughter doesn't want to be a part of your family, and then we finally get to see this moment.
Yeah, because it's been happening for weeks.
Exactly, what Tessa feels and why she feels the way that she does, and then to know that... It really isn't even about her. It's what she perceives from her father. You know what I mean? Thinking that he wants a new life. So I'm glad that they gave us that. And, you know, he just has this charming conversation with her about the way that she'll go on to live her life. And every week what we'll do. And then years later we get to see it. And
so, wait. Like, oh my boggles God. My mind.
Two things. Hold
okay,
on.
Okay, go.
Before we do that, I just want to say that, Tess, I like landlines. I will have a landline because sometimes cell phones, the battery dies, signal goes out. You need another way to get in contact with people. Just wanted to put that out there. But then also, number two, that conversation in the bedroom when Randall and Tess were, and he was saying, like, we're going to have lunch every week and you're going to tell me what's going on in your life. That also made me sad because at some point that's going to stop. Because at some point he's going to pass on.
Right.
And so it's like you want
you
those. It's like the
that?
Things. You want those memories. But then at the same time, it's like it's going to suck when they go away.
Yeah, for sure. But you'd rather
But you're
going to
enjoy them while you're. Yeah.
Than that.
Don't do it.
That's life.
It is. And so for her to have those moments, as many as she can get. you know, yeah, and I think it's a good thing.
A lot of times, I know for her, you know, she didn't get to really experience, but I feel that death kind of makes you view the world that way. You're more conscious of, like, memories that you're creating. Like,
yeah.
When I went home a few weeks ago, it was because my great-grandmother passed, and I was left from that experience knowing things that will shape the relationship that I have with my grandmother or my mm-hmm. mom, like, calling at this particular time of the day. You know, you're more mindful of, like, these memories are really just for a small segment of my life. Like, how can I make them the most impactful? Mm-hmm. Because when you're faced with not having them, then what? Yeah. How do you maneuver in the world?
And that's when you make those lunches and those dinners, or those dinners, the best yeah. that they can be.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's for an hour a week, you know, you get everything out on the table. Exactly. Let me tell you what's going on with this person. You right? know, you just get it all out.
I just did not know. I'm like, okay, so does this mean that this is going to be a thing? Is this going to be another layer to This Is Us?
That's probably.
Let's talk about this future? For a minute. I think that we might be seeing the future.
I love the idea of that.
To what capacity?
Right.
You know what
because
I mean?
How much do we want to see?
So are these other young characters that we have now, how are they going to develop? Are Kate and Toby going to have kids? And then is Kevin going to find someone? And then, like, listen, what about when Rebecca passes?
Is somebody else going to die? Like,
you know what I mean? But if we think about it, we're only in season two, guys. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they've introduced this, I'm kind of excited about it because it makes it have so much more longevity. And I think, too, it's like, how are we going to react to what's going to be going on in the future? Because this is present day, what we're watching yeah. now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Tess is going on to be a social worker.
I yeah. love that.
Like,
which, that I was a heck of a turn.
Plot twist. I thought they were going to get a little boy, and I was so excited.
Right?
But now, then these two, it's a white family that adopts them, and it was so sweet.
Remind me, this was the same little boy that we saw a few episodes ago?
I don't know if
yes,
it was the same.
We did
was it
see
the same little
so
boy?
That was yeah. Tess that we saw a few episodes yes. ago, and we didn't know. We just right. thought Which, she was another
a
social
random
worker.
Social
now
worker.
That we have seen it, though, I see they did a great job casting
yes,
her.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Good job finding her.
I was like, I see
I'm
Beth.
Like, yes.
I see. Yes.
They know. We know they know how to cast. We've got all different experiences from all different people, and we are able to identify them as who they are.
And that's what I was going to say tonight, actually. I was like, in this episode, I actually saw kind of the similarity between Parker and Justin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The younger and the oldest yeah. Kevin. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I do see it now. And I even see
the nuances.
Kevin. Yeah.
And it's interesting because they don't hang out together that much on set.
Mm-hmm.
Because for a reason. Because they said they don't want to influence the other
right.
one's
exactly.
performance.
Exactly.
So it's so fascinating to me that they still have the little nuances of these characters. So I think it goes to the writers for writing such an in-depth, character. Intricate mm-hmm. character and script that these actors are so able to tap into something that it breathes life into all these people.
Yeah, so that they really exist. They're like
exactly.
fully dimensional. And it's proof of that because you see them in different stages of life. Like they have whole yeah. entire lives.
And who was it that found, was it Kevin? I can't remember. Kevin or Randall that opened the little bag of like the card that they had written to their dad and had the 6 year sober. It was
Kevin,
right?
That's yeah, when I saw
yes.
Parker and that, yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was the
and
scene.
So it was just, oh God.
It's interesting. I do want to go back to, because I yeah. know you said it was season two, and when we look at shows and, you know, moments that define in, like, a certain season, it makes me feel like, okay, what do we expect, like, to come? Because I've been did y'all watch Dawson's Creek? This is just a little
no,
second.
Not I've in been, the beginning.
I've been binge-watching Dawson's Creek. It's so good. Like,
I was like, where are you going?
Where are you going with this?
Just
we'll
indulge
follow.
Me for
okay,
a second.
Right,
I don't want the judgment. Right. But spoiler alert, I'm in season two. I just finished season two, and like near the end, we saw the death of a whole character. And
spoiler.
I'm just like,
oh, God, scared the living crap out of me.
And I'm just like, wow, in season two of a show, we're faced with like these big moments, and that show went on for like six seasons or so. So mm-hmm. I'm just starting to think, like, as a writer, where does the story go? Like, where are they looking forward to?
Because the thing is you never go into a show thinking, well, we're only going to go to five seasons. You're shooting for as long as you can go.
Some do.
Unless it's considered a limited
True.
Series. But, I mean, this is only, like you said, season two. How in the world, like, Oh my God. And it's such a big, dramatic thing that we're going through with this catharsis for Jack. Like,
100%.
I can't even imagine how they're going to end season two, because they left off season one epic. Because we found out that Jack died.
But knowing, I think what helps is knowing that they're going into a season three.
Well, yeah,
and
we know
so
that.
So whatever they do, it might not be as dramatic as the end of season one.
I don't know.
It might be something that's going to be a slow burn. No pun intended with fire. But.
Oh, God.
That wasn't even intentional. I'm sorry. It's not the right time. I'm sorry. But it's going to be something that's going to wet our whistle enough that we want to come back, but nothing that's going to make us go. And I was going to say take our breath away, but that was another. I'm so sorry tonight. It's not intentional.
You're the worst.
What's going on in the chat? All those people that are listening, I'm just giving her the side eye.
What's going on in the chat?
You guys are taking over in the chat, and I'm loving it because there are all these different theories and conversations. So anyone that has been listening to the podcast or watching this after show, check out the live chat whenever you come in, because there's a whole nother world going on of different things. But I'm excited. Someone was mentioning, like, trying to figure out the timeline of, like, Tess and whatever. But, I mean, I think the most interesting part for me is, like, to see the tie-in of, like, how much Deja has affected her life at such a crucial young age, and that we are, that it's literally drawn her to what she does now. Yeah. And the fact that Deja's back, we see that at the glimpse at the end. We didn't even talk about that, but how like, is Deja going to stay in their life? How much is that going to affect her? We only see Randall. We don't see anyone else from the family. So maybe they're just getting lunch. But, like, how does that whole plan, where are we at in their life? And, like, she seems very calm and collected. But also there seems like there's, like, some type of, like, sadness element to her as well. And maybe that's me just reading into it too much.
Right.
But I don't know. And then that little boy, and wonder how much that little boy's going to play a part into it as well, because they've shown him multiple times. Number one, maybe it was just for this one thing and that's going to be the end of him, but he's getting adopted into a white family, which is exactly how Randall ended up. He wasn't that age, but he joined that. Some and then experience. Randall comes in and walks in and sees this happening. Like, that's got to be such a crucial moment in whatever's going to happen moving forward.
There's so much moving forward. And I'm actually surprised that they are making us do this again in, like, 48 hours.
Like, the fact that guys, we'll be back on Tuesday.
On Tuesday is blowing my mind. Like, we have no time to deal with this. Usually we have a whole week.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, I can't process that in that short amount of time.
So in the chat, Hydeberry says that Dan said he has the entire series mapped out already. And then someone else said that they think it's only going to go to 4 or 5 seasons.
I mean, I could see 5. I can't see 4 because we're getting ready to go into third season already. Maybe they'll end it.
Yeah.
But I think I could totally understand that, because I don't know if this show is built to be 10 seasons long.
I don't know if I would want it to.
I don't.
I mean, I would love that to an extent, but also it's one of those things that I'm one of those people that I would rather it end when it's at a good sweet spot. I want a story because it's from beginning to end. We're going to close it in the middle, and I'm not going to extend it because then it loses its, like, mojo.
Yeah, I feel like
there's only so much you can show.
Right, but as long as you guys can craft the story and craft it well.
If it's great and it's going to go into 10 season, then sure. I mean, look at Grey's Anatomy.
Look at Supernatural.
Yeah,
that was another show where the showrunner creator only had a certain number of seasons in mind, and once they got past that, he was like, deuces, and now he's just like a consultant on the show.
Yeah, that happens a lot too, because I think as a showrunner, you know, there's so much that I have into my vision of it, and this is how it lines up, and you know, thinking of a whole nother world outside of that that's past it.
And doing it integrity, doing it with, like, the intention of these characters, and not just kind of exploiting them and making it longer because of whatever it needs to be. Sometimes it just needs to, I mean, we're on, what, season 15 of Grey's Anatomy?
I don't know.
Something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't think I could do 15 seasons of This Is Us. I love y'all. But
you would run out of tears. No.
I don't think my heart could handle
you
it.
You would dry up.
Ducts, like, right. It's too
guys, if you all ever need a crying track for this show, hit me up. Someone said, I agree with Candace. At what part? I don't want it to be 10 seasons. Okay, great. Got it.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't want it to end the way that I love it when things don't end in a nice, neat little bow.
Right.
Because that's not how life is. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's doing a disservice to different things. And I think that as much as it was hard for us to watch this show, I think that the way that they did it and the way that he passed was very much what happens.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know? Because for I don't sure. want it to be like, well, he dies in the fire and then we're going to do this and da-da-da-da. Like, that's just... It's doing a disservice to the audience, and I think that's why so many people still watch the show, is because it's very genuine.
It's super genuine. We all connect with it, and they do a good job of making sure that they're giving us that human, like, real-life interaction. Yeah. Like I said, we suspend our disbelief, of course, to think that he would be able to get everything out the fire.
Then again, adrenaline could kick in. I mean, if you know where everything is, it's like, boom, 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 let's go, let's get out.
That's true, too.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know. You've got your stuff stashed.
I don't know how much of a fire you can face to do it, but even still, at the end of the day, they connect, they give us enough of, like, this could very well be your life. Any of us, like you said, could be any one of the Pearsons at any given moment. Mm-hmm. So,
of course.
Go through that train ride too.
Well, guys, we still have so much more to cover. not next week. Sorry, Tuesday, because now we have to go through.
I can't do it.
We had wine tonight when we were watching this, and I don't know if it would have made.
That was the brain.
That was our little like. We had our Super Bowl party watching This Is Us. But thank you guys so much for joining us, watching this incredible, incredible episode and bearing with us and going through this. I think we all just had to, like, conversate tonight to just get out all the emotions.
Oh, wow.
And just talk it out. But we will be back on Tuesday as regularly planned. Yes. And dealing with a whole nother element of Jack's death. So be sure to join us on Tuesday at our regular time at 10 p.m.
Yes.
And tweet us and let us know how you felt about this episode. And again, my name is Candace Cruz. You can find me on all my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
That's right. I'm looking forward to Tuesday. I will say it was nice being on the same wavelength as the rest of the world.
Yeah, it is.
Nice.
But that's fine. We'll see you guys Tuesday. Follow me everywhere at Keith_Andre.
And I'm Erica Shannon, and you can find me on Twitter at Miss Airy Baby.
And if you guys want more of This Is Us tonight and you're not going to sleep anytime soon, they are on Jimmy Fallon tonight.
Yes.
I think it was on at the same time that we're on, so be sure to go back and watch that. I'm going to go watch it at home and see what they have to say about this epic episode. So we'll see you guys on Tuesday.
Later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.